We're being told now that there's no way that we're going to be told what it's going to cost until after you have begun military action.
It depends on the assumptions. It depends on how long the war lasts. It depends on whether weapons of mass destruction are used. We're dealing with a country that can really finance its own reconstruction in relatively simple.
So the money's going to come from Iraqi oil revenue, as everyone has said. They think it's going to be something like $2 billion this year. They think it might be something like $15-$12 next year. They think it might be something like $18-$20 plus the next 19. The next year,
I will soon submit to Congress a request for $87 billion.
Why did the administration so dramatically underestimate the cost of this war?
We did not have perfect foresight into what we were going to find in Iraq.
What we have done is we have taken estimates looking at different variables and said, if this were the case on this variable and then on this variable, but there's so many variables that the numbers of possible point answers create a range that simply isn't useful.
Senator Frank Lautenberg is a former business tycoon himself, but he wanted to cut off Iraq reconstruction contracts for any company that has financial ties to the president, vice president, or any cabinet member. That would apply to a grand total of one company, Halliburton. It has a no-bid, open-ended contract to restore the Iraqi oil industry. Meanwhile, it's making severance payments to Vice President Dick Cheney, its former CEO. Cheney has said he's legally locked into accepting those payments. Lautenberg yesterday compared that arrangement with the one made by Treasury Secretary John Snow. When Snow moved from a CEO job to the cabinet, he took his severance pay in a lump sum and cut all financial ties. Senator Lautenberg.
That was the right thing to do when you're at the top of the executive branch with the direct ability to affect billions of dollars in contracts. And I urge my colleagues to attach some ethical guidelines to the Iraq Reconstruction Fund.
But Lautenberg's colleagues didn't jump at the chance. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens said the amendment had more than a whiff of politics.
If I had the power to do so, I'd close the room and turn on some fans. It's the most outrageous amendment I've heard in my time in the Senate in 35 years.
As part of this strategy, we are helping Iraqis to rebuild their economy after a long era of corruption and misrule. For three decades, Iraq's economy served the interests only of its dictator and his regime.
After some number crunching, Waxman and Dingell say that KBR was charging $1.62 a gallon and up. The spot price for Middle East gasoline was 71 cents.
That money goes to the government. The government, in turn, pays the workers a pittance and keeps the hard currency to prop up the dictator and his cronies.
Wall Street Journal reports Halliburton may have overcharged the government by a total of $100 million.
And when you make out that check, remember that there are two L's in Halliburton.
He built up a massive war machine while neglecting the basic needs of his own people.
They tell us that there's not enough money for our soldiers, our veterans, education, health care, jobs, or to clean up the environment. Instead of using that money for war, we should bring our troops home now.
Yet we will do what is necessary. We will spend what is necessary to achieve this essential victory in the war on terror.
First war of the 21st century. First war of the 21st century. First war.
Mark Twain's definition of patriotism is patriotism is supporting your country all the time and your government when it deserves it.